This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
And we're welcoming Skylar to the show this morning, the Thunder and PT show here on Second Date Update. She's asking us to help because she has not heard back from Brendan. Skylar, good morning. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. Not a lot has been going on. You know, no news is good news. It's all good. I haven't heard from him.
No news is good news except in dating, I think. What, Skylar,
right?
First of all, what was it that attracted you to Brendan?
I mean, he's really pretty eyes, but he was funny. He just seemed like a caring guy. And I was just like, wow, that's rare. I want to get to know him better.
No doubt. How long has it been since you went out with him?
Over a week.
All right, not that long ago. And did you message him, you know, after the date? Yeah. Nothing?
Of course. No, I messaged him to thank him for the lovely date. And he never got back to me.
Okay. And what did you guys end up doing on that first date?
Well, we had plans to get drinks, but then we got dinner after, too.
Okay, and the whole night, then obviously that's a good sign because it's kind of leaning to doing something else. Did you have fun?
I did. Everything was great, like just really fun vibe. He was really flirty over drinks.
Mm. So it sounds like everything's going perfect, but
did something happen at dinner?
I mean, I ordered a Manhattan when I meant a Cosmopolitan, but, like, he laughed it off, and he asked the bartender to make me a Cosmo instead. It didn't seem like a big deal.
Okay, so wait. You wanted a Cosmopolitan, but you said Manhattan, and then he fixed it.
Yeah, he fixed it. You know, I mixed up my classic cocktails. Right. It happens. Yeah, that's, whatever, yeah. It seemed fine.
Yeah. That hardly seems like a deal breaker. Here's what we're going to do, Skylar. We're going to call Brendan. If he answers and agrees to come on our show, we're going to ask him some questions why he's not returning your call here after a week, after what seems like such a great first date. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, hello. This is Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Brendan, it's Thunder and PT. Please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a spam call. Reason we're calling you, we work at 102.9 The Wolf. We do the morning show here, and we're on the radio. And could you just give us a minute of your time to talk to us?
How did you get my number?
Okay, yeah, and we're just getting to that.
Yeah.
Skylar, who you went out with a little over a week ago, contacted us, and she had a really great time. And she hasn't heard from you, and that's why we're calling. We do a segment called Second Date Update.
She called her radio station to, like, hunt me down?
Yeah, The Wolf. And we're on the radio right now, and she just wants to know what's going on.
I just don't think it's going to work out. I'm not trying to be, like, crazy rude or anything, but I just don't think we click. There are points just where things felt kind of annoying. She's a lovely person.
Why do you say that?
So she was telling this story about she was traveling in Barcelona and like wanted to go find a beautiful route to go get to this little village. And she, you know, was talking to her friends about like, which route do you think is prettier? And then asking the cabbie like, hey, of all the routes, like which one would be the most scenic?
Okay.
Yeah.
The word is route.
Okay.
Not route. Like, that's just wrong. That's incorrect. Like, it's pronounced route.
Route is like in a football game when one team beats the other really bad.
Wait, so that's why you haven't gotten back to her?
She just seems a little oblivious about some of these basic pronunciations of words, and I don't know. Yeah. There's just something
and that's a big deal. And that's important to you.
I mean, just like, I value proper pronunciation and command of the English language.
Yeah. Okay. Command of the English language? Are you serious right now? Are you some kind of snob?
What is Skylar like on this call or something?
Yeah, no, we didn't tell you that she was listening in. We didn't get to that part.
Dude, but not cool.
I understand. I get that. I'm sorry, Brendan, but you know, maybe it's just best that you tell her yourself. But first of all, before you do that, Skylar, what did you want to say to Brendan after hearing this?
You didn't mess with me back because you didn't like how I pronounced one word?
It's not just one, but just like and like I said, I'm sure you're a lovely person, but like
I am a lovely person. This is not lovely.
Ears, I'm sorry.
Your ear. Oh, what happens to your ears if I say eight? Are you gonna arrest me?
Oh my god! Then you're just gonna show your general lack of intelligence.
Okay.
Because eight.
Forgive me for wanting to express myself.
But Skylar, aren't you glad?
No, this isn't about expressing yourself. This is about a correct pronunciation of a word in this country and an incorrect pronunciation.
So you just go, like it can only be correct with you. You correct everyone else around you?
I'm all set here, guys. I'm going to go.
Okay, but just hold on. Stay right there. Brendan, stay right there. Skylar, but aren't you glad you found this out, Skylar? If Brendan is so particular about language, and I understand. Listen, I can't throw him under the bus too much because this girl I dated, it's been a while. We were at a Super Bowl party. I've told the story before where we all had to bring a dish or we all had to bring something for the Super Bowl party. And she made what she called it. Hey guys, do you like my whack-a-mole? And I kind of let it slide. And then
that's
she, she did it again. Guys, what do you think of the whack-a-mole? And, they said this guacamole, but she thought it was honestly whack-a-mole, not guacamole. And I never saw her again after that. I couldn't.
Maybe she just really likes arcade games.
No, I know. I understand. But Brendan.
But Brendan, honestly, so you can't make an exception at all for route over route or whatever.
Look, man, we all have our things.
Yeah.
You got an honest answer.
You want to grill me.
I'm good, man.
It seems a little shallow, but that's his right. And aren't you glad that you at least got the answer, Skylar, and now you don't have to worry about it?
I'm very glad. Thanks for your help.
And Brendan, at least I got to give you credit for speaking up now instead of letting this thing progress for 2-3 dates and then, you know, finally going, I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, man, you're welcome.
Okay.
I value intelligence.
Oh, my God.
That's why he doesn't listen to our show.
I'm extremely intelligent, but you're never going to know about it, are you?
Okay, I think Brendan, he hung up. Skylar, listen, we're here again if you need us. And
whichever route you want to take to get here, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
We're rooting for you. Okay. We love you for listening, and thank you for calling Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.